exams. Preparing for and taking exams requires good organisational and planning skills. You develop these through activities such as reading round the subject, note-taking, organising your notes and planning a revision schedule. When revising for exams, you will not only be consolidating your subject knowledge, but also learning useful techniques, such as memorising information. You can apply this throughout your career as you build up your base of knowledge and expertise over the years. You may also have to take further exam-based qualifications for accreditation later in your profession, or choose to undertake postgraduate study for more general continued professional development. You will develop time management skills by ensuring that you allow ample preparation time and don't leave things until the last minute. Within the exam itself, you have to work to a very tight timescale, deciding which questions to answer and giving yourself enough time to answer them in the depth required. Your ability to make decisions, plan and meet deadlines under pressure will prove very useful in many workplaces, particularly where there is a rapid pace of change or employers are in direct competition with other businesses. During the exam itself, you may use both problem-solving and analytical skills, along with academic writing and critical skills, to answer the questions. These skills are also highly valued in the workplace. In summary, the skills that you can acquire through taking exams include planning and organisational skills, memory and recall techniques, working under pressure, meeting deadlines, problem solving, analytical skills, and intellectual, creative and critical thinking. Unlike other activities, reading and note making are not directly assessed during your study. However, they are essential skills which will aid you throughout your working life. Keeping abreast of the latest news in your profession will often require you to skim read and sift through a lot of material to establish its relevancy, and to pick out the key points that may have an impact on you or help you advance in your career. By making notes during lectures, summarising your reading for an assignment, or taking minutes of a group discussion, you will learn to critically pick out and summarise information. Over time, you may well develop your own shorthand or visual technique for making notes that is better suited to your learning style. Whether you make written notes, use annotated diagrams, or draw mind maps, the activity of note-making also improves your memory of the facts for recall at a later date. This will prove useful in the workplace for recording your thoughts and discussions with colleagues, as well as when developing new ideas or researching information. The skills that you can gain from reading and note-making are planning and organisational, problem-solving and analytical skills, verbal and written communication, listening skills,